Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, teachers in Santa Clara County waking up to some good news this morning. The school district getting top vaccine priority.
Plus, the effort to get students back in the classroom statewide, the multi-billion dollar incentive for school districts getting signed today.
And hundreds of vaccine appointments disrupted, how animal rights activists shut down an East Bay vaccine site. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, March 5th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Good morning to you and happy Friday. Mary Lee has your Friday forecast as we start this day together. Good morning.
Good morning. We've got that Friday feeling. So glad it's Friday. And we are looking at dry conditions for the day, but changes as we look to late tonight, tracking a cold front that'll bring the return of the rain for us. Here's a live look at San Francisco this morning. It's definitely a cold start to our day. We're down to the 30s and 40s this morning. And as we go through our day, we're going to see increasing clouds ahead of this cold front. This is at 3 in the afternoon on Featurecast. Watch as that rain pushes in as we look to tonight. And really, widespread rain pushes in late tonight and overnight. As we look to the weekend, at this point, it looks dry. So it's a quick moving weather system, likely while you're sleeping. And those temperatures for our daytime highs later on in the afternoon, mainly in the 60s. All right, let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic and how are the roadways on this Friday morning.
Not bad, just a pocket of slowing I'm tracking here as you head into the Altamont Pass. That's really the only slow spot, that and as you head on 84 Vallecetos Road that we're seeing this morning. Other than that, it's a pretty easy commute so far. So just a few brake lights as you head westbound 580 coming away from 205, and then you'll have those slow spots as you head out of Livermore towards the Snow Grade if you're taking 84 Vallecetos Road. But you know, once you're on 680, look at our maps. We're seeing a lot of green through Pleasanton. If you're headed towards 880 this morning, the Nimitz Freeway, everything is pretty quiet. There was a stalled vehicle reported near the Marina exit, but doesn't look like it's really causing any issues. In fact, here's a live look at 880 in the Oakland area near the Coliseum, and traffic is moving nicely in both directions.
I'm Ann Makovic at Live News Desk, and we are following this developing news in San Jose after a man was shot. Police have had this building surrounded throughout the morning hours. This is on Alum Rock and Jackson in San Jose. It is just west of 680. The call about the shooting came in at around 10:30 last night, and they've been doing some tactical operations here ever since, including deploying at least one flashbang, possibly trying to root out a suspect. We did see some people being evacuated from the upper floor early this morning. So at this point, we're just waiting for word on what sort of suspect they may be looking for, as well as the condition of the man who was shot. We'll keep you posted. Back to you.
Happening today at the state capitol, a signing ceremony of California's school reopening bill. The legislation passed out of the legislature with bipartisan support yesterday. The $6.6 billion bill is loaded with incentives to get more schools to reopen this spring. Going live now to San Jose, where the third largest school district in the Bay Area will soon vaccinate all of its teachers and is now on track to open all of its K through 12 schools in 6 weeks. Let's get right over to Kit Doe, who joined us live from San Jose. Good morning, Kit.
Yes, good morning. We're live here at district headquarters of San Jose Unified, where we got word late last night that the district has secured vaccines for their entire education workforce. That is about 4,000 people. We got a statement from Superintendent Nancy Albarran, releasing a statement saying reaching this milestone in such a short amount of time is evidence of what is possible when state and local agencies work together towards a common goal. The district says they worked with their own healthcare team along with the state and Santa Clara County to get this done within 4 days of the governor's first announcement on Monday that 10% of the state's vaccines would be set aside for teachers every week. We caught up with Jody DeSario, a teacher at Willow Glen High School, who finally got her first dose on Wednesday.
I slept last night, you know, pretty easily. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night going, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
Do you think that teachers should have been prioritized a lot sooner than now?
Yes, I do, but I'm not sure who I would have bumped off the list.
And so with 5 weeks to go before go time, that should be enough time for teachers to get both doses and then wait for that immunity to kick in and reach full strength. The grand reopening for San Jose Unified Schools is set for April 21st. Live in San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
Another big development on the back-to-school front this morning. Mount Diablo Unified students could be back in the classroom before the end of the month. March 22nd is the proposed first day of in-person learning for preschool through second grade. On the 25th, third through fifth grade would return. All other grades would follow on the 29th. That's just before spring break on April 2nd. The board plans to vote on the plan next Wednesday.
Several Bay Area high schools are being recognized for their efforts to keep at-risk students on track. They are among 27 the state superintendent is recognizing. Tony Thurmond is citing Delta Continuation in Richmond as a model continuation high school for its work on crisis intervention and on providing access to mental health care. Other schools on the list are in Livermore, Concord, and Larkspur.
New this morning, Oakland's interim school board has named Lynell Fuller as its first trustee replacement. The move comes after one of the most controversial board meetings in recent memory. Four board members resigned last month after they were caught on an open mic criticizing parents about why they wanted their kids back in school. Interim school board members unanimously voted to appoint community members to the vacant seats rather than spend thousands for a special election. The board will consider how to proceed with the other open seats at a meeting March 9th. Vaccinations continue today for educators only at a mega site in the East Bay. The site at the Oakland Coliseum is open to teaching staff from across the Bay Area. Appointments are available through the state's MyTurn website. Also in Santa Clara County today, Gardner Alviso Health Center on Gold Street will start offering coronavirus vaccines. The walk-up clinic will serve people living in Alviso. Wristband distribution to get the shot is from 9 to 10 this morning. Only essential workers and people 65 and older qualify. And happening today, a mass vaccination site is opening at East Ridge Mall in East San Jose. That kickoff event starts at 11 this morning.
Sutter Health is starting to reschedule previously canceled vaccination appointments and will get thousands more shots next week. The healthcare giant had to scrap close to 100,000 appointments because of a vaccine shortage. Sutter is now reaching out to people whose appointments had been dropped to find them new dates. The CDC says more than 16% of Americans have now received at least one COVID vaccine dose. The average number of doses administered each day has reached 2 million. And looking live across the Bay this morning, Alameda County still sits in the state's purple tier, but it has been reporting red tier metrics for a week already. The county's case rate per 100,000 is 6.3 right now, meaning it may move into the red tier as soon as next week.
A protest against horse racing led to the shutdown of a mass vaccination site at Golden Gate Fields. Four of the protesters ignited purple smoke flares and then chained themselves together on the back stretch of the track. The protest forced a postponement of seven races, but it also led to a temporary shutdown of a vaccination clinic in a nearby parking lot. The clinic finally opened up again about 3 hours later, and those who waited were glad they got their shots.
So I feel bad for the horses, but, you know, the protests affecting the vaccine, I mean, it's a big impact because people that are coming out here to get vaccines, now they have to come back again.
A Berkeley spokesman says about 200 people lost their chance to be vaccinated. The city is working to get all of them rescheduled. Golden Gate Field said in a statement, quote, trespassing and endangering others are completely inappropriate and illegal methods to express opposition to the sport. This behavior will not be tolerated.